Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. Welcome, Puckalonians, to another edition of your monthly trivia game show. I'm really excited for today's episode. We've got a brand new game for you, and we have two hosts who, frankly, I can't remember the last time they were on this show, so I'm really excited to have them back here. They are two of our trivia buffs, and so it's always glad to have them on. First, coming all the way from Italy, we have the Fluffiest Whimsicott.
I'm finally back!
Yeah, welcome back. How have you been, Whimsicott?
Ooh, life has been super busy, but I'm really excited to be doing this tonight.
Awesome, good. Well, we're very glad to have you. It's always fun to have you on. And welcome back.
Thank you.
And her opponent, but eventual teammate, is Sublime Manic. Hello, Sublime.
It's so good to be here. Hello.
Yeah, hello. How have you been? Again, like between just various other hosts being on and the Tournament of Champions, it's been a while since you guys have been here.
Very true. Yeah, in terms of Puckle, mostly been slaying the draft league.
Yeah, you have. Are you still undefeated?
Yes, but I have a challenging match today, so we'll see. I have my playoff spot reserved anyway, so it's a lot less pressure.
Yes, definitely. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have very little pressure as well because I have the opposite issue. So my team has been having some struggles. Granted, my draft attention has been divided. For those of you listening, I was also in the Upple Draft League, and I was the runner-up in that. So if you want to check that out.
And you didn't get... I think part of what was more challenging for you was also you weren't there when we drafted.
I was not there when we drafted. That's typically how it goes for me, unfortunately. But I was not there. Minor Manestric did a good job in helping me pick out my team, and I'm pleased with what I have. It does make it challenging, though, when you're not there to specifically
first
make
hand,
those decisions.
You know? Yeah. Not saying he did a bad job, just saying it's always good when you're there and
exactly. Yes. No. I'm very glad to have him there to help me out. And you know, I had some very tough opponents. Granted, like I could have played better as well. But like when you have to go in your first five matches, you have to go up against Geo and Cloud9 and Rotted Mushroom. That is very challenging. So.
Oh yes.
With that, we are here to play some trivia games. We have a brand new one, and so let's go ahead and get right into that.
Grab your Gyarados and your Mudkip. It's time to play Dive. Contestants will choose a particular category with multiple answers. They will alternate answers that fall into this category until someone cannot answer within the time limit. The player who dives deepest and gives the most answers wins the point. If the competitors give the same number of answers and reach the same depth, it's a tie and they both get the point. Good luck, players!
And And welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. And as you heard, we're playing a brand new game today. It's called Dive. I'm really excited about this one here. And so as you heard, our competitors are going to have various categories. They're going to see how many of that category they can list. And whoever can list the most will earn the point for that round. We're going to do four rounds of this. And what I've done is I have selected seven categories, and so whenever it's one of our competitors' turn to pick, they'll pick one of the categories that I give them that they think either they can do best in, or that they think their opponent can't do very well in, and we'll go from there. So with that, the categories that they have to select from today are Bug Poison type Pokemon, Normal type TMs, Gen 5 Gym Leaders, Base 100 Attacks, Gen 1 single-stage Pokemon, and just as a note, this will include Pokemon that were single-stage in the first generation, HMs, and species-specific Z moves. So with that, would either one of you like to start and go first?
Sure.
All right, wonderful. Yeah, okay. Sublime.
Yeah, these all look fun. I'm very excited to be playing this. Let's start with the base 100 attacks. I think that'll be a fun one to do.
All right, so Sublime, you have selected 100 base power attacks. And go ahead and give us your first answer.
Earthquake.
Earthquake, yes, that is indeed a 100 base power attack. Whimsicott.
Stone Edge.
Stone Edge. Stone Edge is also 100 base power. Nicely done. Sublime.
Cross Chop.
Cross Chop. That is indeed 100 base power. Good job. Back to Whimsicott.
I'm already in trouble. Sublime picked very well. Mega Kick?
Mega Kick is not on the list, unfortunately. No, no Mega Kick.
Aww.
Sublime, do you have any other 100 base power attacks to put out there?
I do. Plasma Fist.
Plasma Fist is another one. Very nicely done, yes. There are a whole bunch of them, too many for us to run through, and some of them are...
My next answer was Jump Kick. Is Jump Kick there?
Yes, Jump Kick was there. So if you would have said Jump instead of Mega Kick, you would have been able to keep it going with Zakat.
Well, Natch.
So Sublime gets the point for this one here. But going back to Whimsicott, of those categories that are left, which one would you like to do?
I would like to do Generation 1 single-stage Pokemon.
Generation.
That's a long one. That'll be fun.
All right, and I have them pulled up in front of me. Whimsicott, go ahead and get us started on Generation 1 single-stage Pokemon.
Lapras.
Lapras definitely counts, yes.
And you said this includes things that evolve later, so Scyther.
Correct. Scyther is also on this list. Wonderful.
Tauros.
Tauros always has been a single-stage evolution Pokemon. Good. Sublime.
Kangaskhan.
Kangaskhan also counts. Yes, back to Whimsicott.
Mr. Mime.
Very good. Yes, that one also counts.
Jinx.
Jinx as well, yes, and both of those last two are earning pre-evolutions in a later generation. Back to Whimsicott.
Electabuzz.
Very good. Sublime.
Magmar.
I like how you're kind of picking out these counterparts here. Yes, Magmar and Electabuzz both count.
Farfetch'd.
The first one in the Pokedex, numerically correct, yes.
Really? That is a fun fact.
It is.
Okay, Articuno.
Of course, Articuno.
Zapdos.
Of course.
Moltres.
All right, Whimsicott.
Mew.
Mew.
Mewtwo.
Wonderful. All right, I think they might start to get a little bit harder now.
It does. I'm running out of ideas.
So I believe it's back on Whimsicott, is that right?
Snorlax.
Snorlax, yes.
Ooh. Oh, dear. You might have me. Hitmonchan.
Yes.
Hitmonlee.
Of course.
Of course. Tangela.
Yes, Tangela. Very good. Back to Whimsicott.
Aerodactyl.
Yes.
Oh, Aerodactyl. Dear. I'm running out of stuff. I'm running out of steam, y'all. Oh, jeez. There's like a bazillion normal types. Surely there's another normal type in there. Chansey.
Yes, Chansey.
Very well. Then Porygon.
Porygon, yes.
Yeah, that's one. Pinsir.
Pinsir, yes, you got it. I was wondering if you're going to get Scyther's counterpart.
Do you have another one for us, Whimsicott?
I should. I really should.
I'm going to give you a few more moments here. 3, 2, 1. Now, you haven't lost yet because you started this one. Right now, you and Sublime are tied. To win the point, Sublime, you need to give one more, yes.
Onyx,
yes.
Good job.
Nicely done. The only two that you missed were also normal types. They were Lickitung and Ditto.
Ooh.
Ah, yes.
That's a bad one to miss.
That was a long list. That was hard.
That was. And you, like I said, together you guys almost got through all of them. So nicely done. That was really, really good. That was. I'm very impressed with your knowledge of that. That was excellent.
That was fun.
Thank you.
All right. Good job. All right. Back to Sublime. Sublime, what of the categories that are left? Let me read them off one more time. We still have Bug Poison Type Pokemon, Normal Type TMs, Gen 5 Gym Leaders, HMs, and species-specific Z-moves. Sublime, where do you want to dive?
I want to do Bug Poison Pokemon for 500, Alex.
bug Poison-type Pokemon for... maybe not for 500, but all right. Sublime, go ahead and start us off then.
Sure. Beedrill.
Beedrill, correct.
What is Dustox?
Correct. That is what it is.
What is it?
I mean, it's Kakuna. Like a moth, but
yes.
All right, back to Sublime.
Kakuna,
yes.
Fine. Weedle.
All right, good. So we have that whole kind of like first set of evolutions there. Sublime,
right,
go ahead.
Speaking of what is a moth, Venomoth.
Yes.
Venonat.
Good. Back to Sublime.
Scolipede,
nicely done. Yes, that's a very good one.
Whirlipede.
Yep, and?
Venipede.
All right, back to Whimsicott.
Cascoon
is actually not a bug poison type Pokemon.
It's just bug,
yeah.
Oh.
But I can't blame you for guessing that. Sublime, do you have any other
ones? I would have thought that as well. Geez, how many are even left? I thought that was it.
There are three left.
Wow, okay. This bodes ill for both of us. I got one. Ariados.
Yes, Ariados and Spinarak, of course, the Gen 2 ones. And the last one I can forgive you guys for forgetting, although it is a Pokemon near and dear to my heart, Scorpy.
Oh, yeah, because it type changes. How could we forget?
Well, exactly. Hey. That's why, because the type changes. So... Nicely done. Again, only leaving three out there. But Sublime, you did remember Ariados and, of course, Spinarak. So only forgetting.
I was like, early bugs. What are the early bugs?
Right? I would expect there to be more bug poison than this, but yeah, that's all there was. So
not that many.
I'm surprised as well.
Yeah. All right, Whimsicott, for the last one, what would you like to pick?
I think we are contractually obliged to do Gen 5 Gym Leaders.
I think you are as well. With a show with Whimsicott and Sublime on there, and one of you would not, if you didn't choose something about Gen 5, like, I don't know what we're doing here even. So
Gen 5 Grass types, that would be fun for us.
Yes, it would be. All right, so Whimsicott, go ahead and start us off.
Sharon,
yes, he actually that I miss him. Like, so I knew Sharon was there, but I did not tip him on my list. But yes, you are correct. Sharon, yes, indeed is a Gen 5 gym leader.
Yeah, he is. Elisa, she's my favorite.
Yes, Elisa is indeed also a Gen 5 gym leader. Wonderful.
Roxy,
good.
I thought that was a different person for a second. I was thinking of the girl from Hoenn.
Roxanne,
yes. I was like, wait, what? And then I'm like, oh, wait, black, white, two. Silen,
yes, Silen, of course. Good. Whimsicott?
Cress.
Sublime?
Skyla,
good, okay. Back to Whimsicott.
Bryson
is indeed a gym leader in Gen 5.
He sure is. That's who he is.
Sublime.
Iris,
good.
Marlon,
good. Yes, I think that hits all of the
Black 2, White 2 exclusives.
Black and White 2 extra ones, yep.
Drayden.
Drayden, good.
Berg.
Berg, nicely done. Only a few left on our list here.
That was my next one. And I wasn't sure if his name was Berg, or if that was the badge, or that was something else, but I knew that was a word. Bug Guy Berg. Okay. Oh, dear. Okay. So you have Silent, you have Kress, and who is their other awful brother? With the most awful of the three Pokemon. I'm running out.
Yeah,
we're gonna, steam here.
We're going to need an answer here soon.
Yes, so let's go with... So we have Silent Crest. It must start with a C and related to fire. Let's go for... Nope, I don't have it. I want to say Cilantro, and that's obviously
I'm going to have to
go
say...
Go ahead, Whimsicott. I'm out.
Yeah, Whimsicott, do you have any of the remaining few?
It's Chillon.
Chillon. Ugh.
Wasn't just Chili?
Yeah. No, because I don't think it's Chili, is it? It is Chili.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It is just straight up Chili, like your chili peppers.
Then if you need an extra one, I have Lenore.
Yes.
That was her name. I was like, second normal type, what's her name? I had forgot.
All right, nicely done. Good. And then you guys also forgot Clay. No one got Clay.
So memorable.
Like, I'm surprised that Sublime didn't remember him. He's clearly Texan.
That's not something that we talk about.
He's not the good kind of Texan.
Because right. When I think of Sublime, I automatically think, like, traditional Texas and
I do say and, y'all, and but that's about it. I say y'all, and that's about it.
Yeah. Mm. One of these days I want to see you in a cowboy hat, Sublime. All right. Anyway, with that, nicely done. Good job. Whimsicott, you got that point. Sublime did get 3 out of 4, though. So if you want to declare him a winner, you can. But this is all just for good fun and whatnot. So,
I will absolutely declare him the winner because he will hate me if I don't.
I won't. It's all love.
Awesome. What do you guys think of the new game? Was it fun to play?
It was very fun to play. Oh, my gosh. That Gen 1 Mono Evo line was... Like, what's next? What's going to be next? What's going to be next? That was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Great job. So we're going to take a quick break, and then you guys will team up together to try and defeat me, or at least a random number generator, in Pokemon 15 Questions. We'll catch you folks on the flip-flop.
Hey, Snag, what you drinking?
Oh, this is Toxapepsi.
Toxapepsi? I haven't heard of that drink before.
It's a new soft drink. In their facility, Toxapex are hard at work making this wonderful soft drink. Guaranteed to make your gums bleed twice as much than other brands. Probably. Here, try some.
Ow! My gums! My teeth! My face!
Toxapepsi, the taste is merciless.
Greetings, irresponsible parents of awful children. I am Volga Vladinovskaya, spokesperson of the Family Services Division of the Devon Corporation. Do you wish for your child to behave like a proper citizen? Do you wish to be relieved of your parently duties and live free like you are young once more? Esdorva, bring your Plokiedeti to Driflim Decker, where we will take excellent care of them. You need not worry about their health, Roditelli. The Driflim will keep a close eye and limb on them at all times. Children who come to our daycare have been proven to come back home more soulless, well-behaved than ever before. Yet more shall you deal with joyous plusos and minions in your households. The best part is to ask. Your first month at Driflim Daycare is now mostly free. Barring, of course, your child's soul. Never mind. Just bring $50 and some bread. Nemostrana. Driflim Daycare. No refunds.
Hey, Puckalonians. Thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community.
Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
And now, let's wrap up with Who's That Pokemon? You have 15 yes or no questions to determine what the selected Pokemon is. No questions about name, dex number, generation, or game version are allowed. You need to ask what the Pokemon is as one of the 15 questions in order to win. Good luck, players!
And welcome back from the commercial break, Puckalonians. I hope you enjoyed those. Those are always some of my favorite commercials. We are here to play the classic Who's That Pokemon? Pokemon 15 questions, immortalized in the Pokemon TCG, the Puckle TCG cast, and now making its home here in Game Corner. Sublime is definitely very familiar with this game, and Wimpscott, I know you're no stranger to it as well. So, do you either of you have any questions about the rules that we just heard?
Nope.
Wonderful. So, with that, the way I've been doing it this way. Since I've taken ownership of the game, if you will, is I've been doing it randomly, so there's no tricks. I just ask for either a random number or a random Pokemon, and I take what gets generated. So I have two Pokemon for you folks to pick out, but we'll see how it goes if we need to use both of them. If one of you would like to start, you may go ahead and ask the first question.
Would you like to go first, Sublime, since you won
the first
round?
I started the last game, so why don't you go first this
time? Yeah, go first, Wimpscott.
Very well, I will. Is this Pokemon a normal water or grass type?
No. A very strategic question there, I believe.
Yeah, because normal and water are like half the Pokemon, just about.
Grass.
Actually, if you add grass, I think you pretty much get to like 40% of them. So.
Yeah.
All right, so no, it's not normal water or grass. Sublime?
My first question is always, is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
Yes.
Okay. Is this Pokemon's evolution line made up of only two Pokemon?
No.
So it's a three-part.
Okay.
Is this Pokemon dual type?
No.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
That's good. Does this Pokemon share a type with an evolution?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get that down. That could be fairy, fire, electric, dark, psychic. And you got rid of water and grass already.
And normal.
I'm forgetting one.
No. So?
Yeah, it could be Eevee. That's true. No, it couldn't. We got rid of normal. So it can't be Eevee either. I'm forgetting one. Oh, it could be ice. It could be ice.
Good.
All right, so based on those types, what do they have in common? Is this Pokemon weak to fighting type attacks?
No.
Okay, so it can't be a dark
ice
type?
Ice or dark. It's either fairy, fire, electric, or psychic.
Fairy, fire, electric, or psychic. Would this Pokemon's stab attack be super effective against a pure fighting type Pokemon?
No.
So it's fire electric.
Yes. And it's part of a three-stage evolution line.
Yes. Is this Pokemon... Well, one thing I want to know, is this Pokemon in its final stage?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a three-part mono electric or fire type.
Yep, and I said that's a very good summary, Sublime. I was about to do a recap, but I think you hit it right there.
That actually summarizes everything we've gotten to, yeah.
All right, back to Wimpscott.
Is this Pokemon the evolved form of a starter Pokemon?
No.
I want to specify the type at this point. Is this an electric-type Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay. So, honestly, there are not that many three-stage electric types.
Like
we could list them.
Two.
What's the Gen 4 one with Intimidate, Shinx's evolution? Luxray.
Okay, Luxray. So there's like three.
Electivire, Electros,
Luxray, Electros, and that's it.
That's all I can think of off the top of my head is those four.
because everything else, well, it's not Raichu because it's not related to a starter Pokemon. So I think
interesting.
True. It's not Magnezone because Magnezone
is a steel
type.
Right.
By the way, as a quick recap, that is question number 10.
So based on the three Pokemon that we think it could be, which are, again, okay, does this Pokemon have four paws?
Yes.
Do we all wish this Pokemon was an electric dark type?
yes, we do.
Okay.
Is this Pokemon Luxray?
It is Luxray, officially in 13 questions. Nicely done. Good job. It is indeed Luxray.
Last one was a waste of a question.
I know. It's those questions are always fun. Just kind of like make sure for sure you have it. But yeah, yes, it is indeed Luxray. Good job. So yeah, we do have time for one more of these then. With that, Sublime, why don't you go ahead and start this one off?
Okay, is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
Yes, it is indeed part of an evolution line.
Can this Pokemon evolve?
Yes, this Pokemon can evolve.
Not final. All right. Is this Pokemon a dual type?
Yes.
Has this Pokemon evolved?
No.
Two-parter pre-evolution. Does this Pokemon have a typing that gives it an immunity?
No.
Okay, so types with immunities. Normal. Ground. Flying. Fairy. Ghost. Dark.
Steel.
Is that all of them? I think that's all of them that inherently have an immunity.
Yeah, I think
so. It's not any of those.
Exactly. Okay. Pretty much none of them are evolution types. So does this Pokemon share any types with a member of the Eevee family?
Yes.
So okay. It could be fire, water, grass, psychic, ice. We eliminated dark and fairy
and
normal. So those are the remaining possibilities.
Yeah.
So wait, I think I might be forgetting one. Electric. It could be electric also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So fire, grass, water, electric,
psychic, ice, electric.
Does this Pokemon share a type with any of the Kanto starters?
Yes.
Cool. So it's maybe fire, water, or grass. Could hypothetically be flying or poison.
Or electric.
Right.
I was hoping the answer was no.
Right.
Just to help you out a little bit, it cannot be flying. You've already eliminated.
Oh,
true.
Right.
True.
Okay.
There's poison on the table because of Venusaur, though.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Is this Pokemon? It's dual type. Okay. And it doesn't have an immunity. I think we need to start shooting for one of the types. Is this Pokemon resistant to water attacks?
Yes, it does resist water attacks.
So it could either be water or grass?
Yes, because or its secondary type is dragon.
Hypothetically, it could be dragon, yes.
Exactly. So it has water, grass, or dragon. We've established this pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. And it is part of an evolutionary line, but it is
with only one evolution, and it is not evolved, yes.
Okay. And it's dual-typed.
Yes.
Oh, man, this is starting to get a bit hard. I'm really drawing a blank. Okay, is this Pokemon a dragon-type?
No.
Is this Pokemon part water-type?
No.
Okay, it's a grass-type. That is something.
That is terrible.
That
That's
is something.
What it is.
Yeah, it's not
this
great.
This is you just asked question 10, so it was a quick recap.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It's a grass type, dual type, evolves once, unevolved.
Yes.
That's where we're at.
Yes, those are all. Yep, that is where we're at. So, grass type, dual type, can evolve, but is not evolved.
Is it whose question now?
I think
it would be Sublime.
Your type. Oh, it is. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, dear. It's a dual type. Because there are a lot of... Why don't we think of all the grass combinations that are dual type and only evolve once that we haven't eliminated already? There could be grass poison. It could be... Moongus comes to mind. Paris comes to mind. It could be grass bug.
Yes.
Because it can only evolve once. And there aren't that many stage one evolving grasses that are dual type.
No, they're usually, like, they go to two. It can't be cottony because it's a fairy type.
Right.
Okay, so that, like, Fomantis is not dual type.
Right, so I think there's actually not all that many it could be in retrospect.
Do you want to see if it's one of them by asking something about mushrooms?
Yeah. Is this Pokemon pertaining to mushrooms?
Yes.
Okay, it's one of those two.
Okay, yes, because it can't be Moralove because it's a fairy type.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is this Pokemon a bug type?
Yes.
Okay, let's just go over. Are there any other grass bug types that we are just, like, completely disregarding?
There is one that I can think of, but it's a three-stage evolution.
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah, Leavanny, but that's three stages, exactly. All right, is this Pokemon... We have it. Is this Pokemon Paris?
It is indeed Paris, yes. Good job. Yay! Again, yay. On question 13, you got it. I may have been mistaken, but I wasn't going to derail you on this because you were on the right track, but I don't think you could have gotten to the only being two-stage unless I heard one of the questions wrong, because I thought you asked, can it evolve? Yes, it can. And then you asked, is it evolved? And I said, no. Now, unless I heard the question wrong. So, I mean, it could have still been the basic version of a three-stager, but I wasn't going to derail you, even though you technically come to that conclusion incorrectly.
I thought for sure Sublime had asked that question and I just hadn't listened closely enough. So when he said, we know this, I just trusted him.
Well, okay, I think we said it's not in its final form, and it hasn't evolved.
Yep.
Therefore, doesn't that make it have to be a two-stager that's in its base form?
No, it just means it's a basic Pokemon.
Okay, right, wouldn't that mean... No, because we know it's not in its final form, right? Because it can evolve.
Yep.
And it hasn't evolved, therefore it can't be a middle stage.
Correct. But it could...
Therefore, it had to be a...
But it could have been like, say, Swaddle, for example. That would fall into that category as well.
I see. Okay, yeah. That is true.
So, but again,
we still got it.
Yes, you did get it, and I wasn't going to derail you, even though you had made that assumption faultily. It helped you out, so. I was gonna do you guys dirty that way. Only if you're going down the wrong path. Anyways, wonderful. Thank you again both for joining us. You did conquer Pokemon 15 questions, although that little mushroom bug almost got you. But you guys did a very good job. And with that, Puckalonians, thank you all for joining us and listening to this episode of Pokemon Trivia Puckle Game Corner. It has always been a lot of fun. If you haven't joined us already, come join us in our Discord. Come have fun. We always have people there chatting about Pokemon of all varieties, whether it be the TCG, whether it be Smogon, or other competitive games. Come and join us and hang out with the Discord. It's really a lot of fun. I spend too much time on there, more time than I should, but come join us in the Discord. Make sure you thank you for listening to us here on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, listen to the other shows on Puckle Plus, including the TCG cast, as well as our battle cast with our new host Seth Vilo, who's doing a great job with that. And of course, listen to the main show. I don't know how you got here if you haven't listened to the main show already, but make sure you listen to the main show that comes out weekly. I believe next week, Whimsicott, we're talking about Detective Pikachu. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. So if you guys...
By the time you heard this, we talked about our expectations for Detective Pikachu.
Great. Awesome. So 2 weeks of Detective Pikachu, you have expectations as well as a summary, and you get to hear Whimsicott and Linnean gush about the show. I assume that's going to be pretty good for you. So hopefully it hopefully it's as good as we expect, if not better.
Well, depending on the quality of the Italian dub for me.
Of course. I suppose,
true.
Yes.
True, true, true.
With that also, folks, if you want to help support the show financially, we always appreciate it. You don't have to, but in the description you'll find a link to our T Public store where you can buy some awesome merchandise, whether it be the Italian Azurils, the San Antonio Espers or the Minnesota Nittlekings. You can support your draft league teams, or we have just other Puckle shirts with various Puckle brands, and a small portion
or pictures of us.
Yes, or pictures of us. Yes, exactly. Yes, if you want Sublime on a t-shirt or Snag on a coffee mug, you can do that. Basket designed those host pictures for T Public, and he did a great job with those. I really do love mine.
Yours is really cool.
It is. So with that, you can support us that way, or if you want to give us money directly, we also have a Patreon where our Patreon members get some exclusive rewards depending on what level you join us at. I do know that I hear rumors of both of his cards making their way out, even though I might have one in my cabinet already. But anyways, you get exclusive playing cards, you get shiny Pokemon in our weekly giveaways, just lots of cool things you get to be a patron and you feel like supporting us that way. So with that, I don't think I have much else to say, but Whimsicott, thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Good. I'm very glad to hear that. And Sublime, I hope you enjoyed yourself as well.
The feeling is mutual. This was a lot of fun. Glad I could do it.
Great. Fantastic. And with that, folks, I am Professor Snag, and as always, help control the Breject population. Have your digital spayed and neutered. Good night.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you
Snag, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but your chair creaks as well.
It does. I'm aware of this. Yes.
Okay.
What I've learned from editing is that I breathe audibly when I'm about to say something.
And also after you say anything, you make a lot of noises. Like,
yes, I do lots of. I'm just such an emoting person.
And welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. I'm going to do that again because the word break did not come out of my mouth correctly.
Actually, the reason I thought I could do well on that one is because, like, about a month ago, I was looking for ways to waste my time. And I perfected my skill at that name all the first 151 Pokemon quiz.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, I remember playing that a few years ago. I tried doing it for all the generations, and you know what really caught me up? And this was when I learned something that was useful as trivia, was that Groudon, I thought it was spelled ground on.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm putting it in, why is it not getting it? Because it's the ground type, and yep. It's Groudon. That was what I learned.
If it makes you feel better, I figured out that Groudon was a ground type about a year ago, 2 years ago.
Oh, you thought it was
I thought
fire.
It was a fire type. Yep.